the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, welcome in. Thank you for listening. This is the passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Joe Galewski, I'm here. I'm as much of an active and avid listener as you are listening today, whether it's on our one of our affiliates or on RadioMD.com or even on iHeart Radio Talk. But in any event, if you'd like to reach Dr. Mike today, it's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. And again, thank you for listening, our affiliates around the country today. And don't forget, if you haven't tried it yet, you should. It's iHeartRadio Talk. It's a unique way to get the information specifically tailored to you. iHeartRadio is a service that provides information and entertainment to your liking. And you can add RadioMD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and updates station you can customize. You can download the app or you can go on the internet. When you go on the internet, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hi, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Okay, guest at 35 minutes after the hour. It's I've read these books before, and I can probably read an entire book like this because it just fascinates me. It's an interesting book, and we're going to talk about the Book of Odds, right?
It's actually wonderful, and we're going to talk with Louise Firth Campbell and specifically talk about what are your odds of getting certain diseases, and then, excuse me, what can you do to change those odds? So, obviously, what are your odds of getting breast cancer? What are your odds of getting colon cancer or prostate cancer? And then what can you do to change those odds, and how much do they change? So we'll talk a lot about that. We're even going to talk about the odds of getting a disease if you receive blood, because we're going to have a great story about something special in blood. In fact, it's the number one story of the week, Joe.
Good. And don't forget, what are the odds of you falling out of love with somebody after a first kiss? That's just the romantic in me, but I'd like to know what the odds of that are, too. But she has an answer to that as well. So it'll be fun. It'll be informative. Louise Firth Campbell, The Book of Odds, at 35 minutes after the hour, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. The medical stories of the week are terrific. They're timely. They're interesting. And we always get to those this week. The one that I think is most interesting to me, because I take one every day on your recommendation, and I'm not sure I need to take one anymore. Aspirin. Who shouldn't take a daily aspirin every day?
Well, this shows the limitations of the FDA process more than anything else. So Bayer submitted its aspirin for review as a preventive medication that is preventing heart disease. And if all you look at is heart disease, and you don't look at peripheral vascular disease, and you don't look at stroke, and you don't look at its prevention of cancer, then the risks of taking an aspirin overwhelm the benefits. But remember, you only get one set of risks from those two aspirin. You get many benefits, including prevention of colon cancer, prevention of prostate cancer, prevention of breast cancer. In fact, 11 cancers are reduced between 20 and 40% by two baby aspirin a day, as well as heart disease, stroke, and peripheral vascular disease. So the overall and the overwhelming thing is you should take, if your risks of any of those processes, your risk of dying in the next 10 years is greater than 2.5%, which is what occurs for most men over the age of 35, most women over the age of 40, then you should take two baby aspirin a day. But the FDA, because it's siloed, it only looks at heart disease in one group. It looks at GI problems in another. It looks at breast problems in another, women's conditions. So, in fact, they don't even get all the cancers that it can prevent in any one analysis. So they have, and that's the way they're set up. So they turned this down, really something very, what I would call problematic in the way we're siloed in the FDA approval process.
Now, this was, this emanated from the fact that Bayer wanted to change their label that would show that taking a Bayer aspirin a day would prevent a heart attack, help prevent a heart attack, among other things. So the FDA apparently, I guess they shot that down. Was the FDA right in shooting that assertion down by Bayer?
You know, the problem is that we don't have a way at the FDA of saying this two baby aspirin a day decreases your risk of dying or your all-cause mortality. We just don't, there's no mortality section. There's no cancer overall section at the FDA. So the FDA is legitimately right in turning this down based on their limited and their siloed performance standards. But it isn't what you should do as a human. As a human, Joe, we, anybody who's got a risk of 2.5% all-cause mortality or disability over the next 10 years should take two baby aspirin a day, which includes just about every guy over 35 and certainly includes me, and would include my wife, Nancy. And yes, there is a risk. There is, I don't know of anything that doesn't have a risk in it, even driving to work for the radio show. But especially with Dr. Oz on the road. But on the other hand, there is a great benefit, and that benefit is protection for me against prostate cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, protection against diabetes, and as well as protection against ischemic or some forms of stroke, and protection against heart disease and peripheral vascular disease. So for me, the overwhelming benefit is in taking two baby aspirin a day with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards.
So you're telling me today I should go home and take my aspirin like I do every day, right?
I am exactly, if I, I'm make, giving you the choice of doing it, but the odds are that you will receive a greater benefit from doing it than harm from doing it.
Yeah. And the risk
is, tying in those first two, that book, you notice how I snuck that book story in, Joe?
Yes, yes. the risk is bleeding,
the
right?
Book is The Book of Odds.
The Book of Odds, right, The Book of Odds, our guest at 35 after the hour. The risk is internal bleeding generally, correct?
Correct. It's bleeding into your gastrointestinal tract because the aspirin lands on the lining. And of causing bleeding. There also is a risk if you're in a traumatic event. Someone hits you over the head with a baseball bat, you're going to bleed a lot more because your platelets won't work as well if you've had aspirin within 7 days beforehand, or really if you've had aspirin within the day beforehand.
And the best time of day to take it?
When you remember to do so.
Really? I thought it was at night. You told me to take it at night.
The best time is at night, but since most people will forget to do it a lot, the best time is when you will remember to do it.
Okay. We'll go to a break in a minute, but talk about fruits and vegetables, how they may lower stroke risk in about a minute, if you can fit that in.
So this is a epidemiologic study, or a study looking at, if you will, the odds of certain things and their associations, if you will. And so this is one that talks about fruits and vegetables. And the data is pretty clear. 20 studies over the last 19 years, including more than 760,000 people, stroke risk declined 32% for every 200 grams of fruit consumed each day, 11% for the same thing. 200 grams is about... what is it, 20, on average it would be about 6 servings of fruits and veggies, decrease your stroke risk 32% for fruit and about 11% for veggies.
All right, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Why do you think most smokers fear quitting smoking? What is the biggest fear smokers have if they do decide to quit smoking? Dr. Mike will tell you coming up after the break. Here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.